Right. Here we go. We'll start at the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Bet. The Mishnah says that Nafal B'tochol Shor V'Kelav V'Nishtabru or Chomor V'Kelav V'Nitkaru. So in that case, you're going to be patur on the Kelim. So where it says, Matsnita and Delo K'Rabbi Yehuda. Clearly, our Mishnah sounds like Rabbi Yehuda, because we know the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev on this Kelim before. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev when it comes to Kelim in a Bor, and he is Mechayev. So my time is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, who are the Rabbis of the Mishnah, what's their reasoning that say that Kelim are Turim when it comes to Bor? Because Amar Krav, and Afal Shama Shor, O Chamor. So it says by the Nezek of Bor that will fall in there, or what will fall in there is a Shor and a Chamor. So when it enumerates Shor and Chamor, that comes to the exclusion of other items. Right, so if it had the exclusion of other items, what are those other items that it's coming to exclude? Shor below Adam, that you are only chayav for a shor, not an Adam, when it comes to Misa. And Chamor below Kelim. Right, and Chamor not Kelim. Rabbi Yehuda, so what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? How does he explain it? He says, oh, the Rabot et HaKelim. I mean, that the Pasuk says, V'nafal Shama Shor O Chamor. So he says the O is a rivoy. And that riboy comes to teach you that you are chayav by kelim. V'rabanan, only oh mi bayile lechalik. Right? They say that oh comes to divide. Why? Because it says nafal shama shor o chamor. Had it just written shor v'chamor, you would have thought you'd need both a shor and a chamor to fall in there before you are chayav. Nafal shama shor o chamor comes to teach you one or the other. Either one is sufficient to be chayav.
Right?
No, if the puzzle was to say Nafal Shama Shor Chamor.
Why do you think that means both?
That's an absolutely good question. Throughout the Torah, it's Machlokas, Rabbi Oshia, and Rabbi Yonatan. What's the default status when you have enumerations of multiple items? Do you say they're all independent? Or do you have to need the word O to come in the Chalek? And there's a difference. Rabbi Oshia says that you always need O the Chalek. Everywhere. I mean, the assumption is that when you have a list of items or a number of items, they'd all be combined unless you have the Torah tell you otherwise. And Yonatan says you don't need all the chalik because, like Shaul is suggesting, that's a list of items. There's no reason to believe that all the items should be there to make you chayav. Now, logic is not necessarily the dictate here because whatever the Torah states, right, will be the case in these instances. We pass on like Rabbi Yonatan. We pass on like Rabbi Yonatan, you don't need all the chalik in throughout Shas. And then over here in this sugya, it looks like we're passing like Rav Yoshi that you do need Ola Chalek, because we're saying, oh, is what the Rabbana needs the Chalek over here. So, the Rekha is like what you're suggesting, that you don't need Ola Chalek in other places, because Rabbo Paskins like Rabbi Yonatan. Okay. The Gemara continues. Now, Rabbana, Venafal Tuba, Mashmo. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yehuda Ola Chalek, Venafal Nafka. So, Rabbi Yehuda, as you know the Chalek, he goes, Venafal. Because it says, Venafal, Shamashur, Shor, Chamor, Nafal. Is right in the singular form, and since in the singular form, it means only one of them must fall there. Rabbanan v'nafal tuba mashma. That's not a proof because we have in many places the singular is used to implicate or to mean right numerous items. Then when you have a list of items, you can say when it says Moshe v'Aaron, you could say right Vayomer Moshe v'Aaron. But it doesn't mean that right one or the other spoke. It means that both of them spoke. That we speak when you speak about a group of people or like Klal Yisrael. You speak in the singular form, even though it may mean multiple items. I mean, that's not necessarily like what we would say in proper grammar, that you always have the parallel where if you have multiple items, you have a verb that indicates multiple. But there's sometimes where you have a unit, or you have a number of items that they're referred to in the singular form. All right, so now, Ema, v'nafal klal, let's say that nafal is a general principle, and then shor v'chamor is a prat. Right, and what do we know? Klalu prat. That's the case, right? When you have a general statement and then a specific statement afterwards, the specific statement comes to define what the general statement is. So, b'yunafal shama, what has to fall in there to be chayav? Shor o chamor. That's it. The only things that you be chayav for are shor and chamor. Shor v'chamor in, midiachreni lo. So, when it says imre, balabor yishalem. The next pasuk begins, balabor yishalem. Well, the boy Yishalem is a klal, chazar v'klal. So now you have a klal uprat uklal. You have ta'adan, elaka ein ha prat. Right, so when you have a klal uprat uklal, you don't dance on a prat. Ma prat mifur ashpale chayim. Afkol balei chayim. Right. So that what's the indicator between the two kalim? The prat is what's the common theme or thread of the prat of the enumerated items is that they're all animals, all live things. So therefore, afkol balei chayim. All balei chayim would be included in this. Now, according to the Rabbanan, right, who say that O is to lechalek, right? O comes to lechalek, and then they have this. And Apal Shama is a klal. Then they have a prat of shor v'chamor, and then they have a klal again of right, of a klal again of bor abal bor yishalem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, right now. What's the story here? So if you look in Rashi, Afkol Balei Chayim, it says the Rabbanan commentaries la, Ul Rabbi Yehuda, Asa O, V'Rabbi Afshar Metaltalin. The word O comes and includes all other Metaltalin. So that's how it works. According to Rabbi, who believes in this, we'll look at this Klal Pratokal also, but even though it restricts it to Balei Chayim, he still has the word O to include other Metaltalin. He's going to have a klal uprat uklal plus a ribud. The chachamim are going to be limited by a klal uprat uklal which says just balei chayim. Rabbi Yehuda is going to have the same klal uprat uklal, but then have the additional O, which includes metaltalim or kelim beyond that. So Mar says, okay, ima prat mifurash davar shniblata mitam a magal matza. Well, you know what? There's another common theme between shor and chamor. They're not just animals. But both of them, if they die, then their carcasses are mitamei v'magal matza. They're nevelot. If they're nevelot, they're mitame magomasa. So what do you want to exclude from that? Afkal davar shniblata mitama b'magomasa. So that only include animals or live things that their nevela is mitame b'magomasa. What doesn't? That's a balo fot. Lo. Right? Because then we exclude a fot. The fot don't have that. Right? Their nevelot are not mitame b'magomasa. Imkein, if so.
Is there some kind of a logic when you...
of the king of practice.
Right. So you have to.
Only,
I would say it's not. I don't think
they're cut.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, all right, so you see the Gemara says it's not a hard.
The animals that have light colored skin. I mean, what's the?
I would say in general, there's no hard fast rule about this because you see the Gemara, it's not perfect about it. But generally, if you have a list of items, it will try to get to closest to the least common denominator that seems reasonable, right? Least common denominator that seems reasonable plus. That what we call Meshaveh La B'Shnei Tzadim. It has two items in common with the prat. In general, that's what we're looking for, that you have two items in common with the prat. So over here, you'd have Balei Chayim and Nevela. Now, if you have an additional Riboy, what they'll do is drop one of those requirements. That's generally how it works. That you have Balei Chayim and Nevela. And we'll see in a second. If you have a Riboy, they'll drop one of those requirements and say, as long as your common denominator is at least one of those.
Okay, before we ask the question of Nevela, right. What was the Gemara thinking? What was the
There's only one.
Oh, anyway, the
Gemara
didn't.
Right,
I don't think the Gemara got through its thinking yet. I mean, I don't think it was a suggestion like they did, but Afal Echayim, and then the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, if you're going to look at Shor and Bachomer, there's an additional item that you need to include. I'm saying that they didn't fully.
Ever resolve the.
Right. They didn't fully think out what it meant, I think, in that way. Alright, so now, also, Imke Nimtov Rachmana Chad Prato. Gemara says, no, wait a minute, then why do I need Shor and Chamor? I mean, that I should have just written Shor or Chamor, and I would have gotten to the same conclusion. Because the Balei Chayim and Nevela are common to both items. If I had just written Shor or Chamor, I would have been sufficient in and of itself to make it the prat. So Mar says, Hanyat Tov, which one are you going to write? Ikat of Shor, Hava Amina, the Kariv Lagabi Mizbeach in, Shein Kariv Lagabi Mizbeach Lo. But there's another item that makes Shor unique, which is that it goes on the Mizbeach. Since it goes on the Mizbeach, if you had only written Shor, right, that would have made it even, would have narrowed the possibilities of what you would have included over here. Animals that go on the Mizbeach, plus Nevela. Right, so, Ikhat of Rachman of Chamor, had it just written Chamor, Hava Mina Kadosh B'Bechora in, Shein Kadosh B'Bechora Lo. Now, this is a little different than the previous Limud, because if you had a Chamor, I would think something that becomes Kadosh B'Bechora, yes, something that's not, no. Now, Shor is also Kadosh B'Bechora. That's right. That the solution is that had I had Chamor, if I wanted to include Bechora, Chamor would have been sufficient. The fact that I say Shor again, that is also obviously Kadosh B'Bechora, that means that it must be coming to one of them is extraneous. There's something extraneous here. If it's extraneous, then what do we do with it? So, Amar Kura, The pasuk says, "V'ameti elo kol davar mita." So now we're dropping this idea of the. Well, it seems to be we're dropping the idea of the klal prat klal. We say, "V'ameti elo," comes the teacher said, "Anything that dies, right, is included in the boar. Anything that dies will be items that you're chayav for in boar." Ben the rabbanon to come amai to lehuda kelim, or ben the rabbi Yehuda to come rabbi lehuda kelim. Okay, whether according to the rabbanon, say kelim are excluded from boar. Because we have the word, right? We have the shor below Adam, Gomor below Kelim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, oh, is the Ravot Kelim? But he only needs a reboy because he otherwise would have thought that Kelim shouldn't have been included. That he would have learned shor below Adam, Gomor below Kelim. Now, both of them think that Kelim, at some point, should have been Chayav and Abur. Now, it's only Davar Shibimisa. How did Kelim die? Right? Kelim, but in Kitan, you know, since when are Kelim items that you have to worry about dying? That's right. The destruction of a kli is the death of a kli. I mean, there is death comes in different forms. When it's a same a human being or a animal, and then the other forms it comes in, you know, broken. It's death. Seems that nothing, that the Gemara is dropping the Kalal Prat. But you look at Rashi, Ella. Rashi says Ella. Lo tema chazar v'klal l'mitushay v'klal prat v'klal. Elayam or krav ha-meis di Ella. We're not darshaning a Kalal Prat v'klal anymore.
Well, I'm just saying we don't learn it from that Kalal.
That's what I'm saying. There's no. You need a second Kalal to make it a Kalal Prat v'klal. And they're saying don't use it. Don't say that. Rather say v'meis di Ella. Alright. Ura. Damar. Bor shechay v'alav tera l'hav lo v'lo l'chavato. Ben Rabbanan, Ben Rabbi Yehuda. Kelim b'nei havla aninu. So if the whole chiyuv of bor has to do with hevel and not with kavata, then how do you get a object to be chayav in a bor from hevel? Me kelim? Or how do they mean?
They can die.
They don't breathe. Imri, it's a listen to the answer. Bechadatei tevitz kaiva brand new kelim that are affected by hevel because the effect of hevel on new kelim causes them to break, and because of that, hevel does have impact on the kelim. Right, they always question me in the same way. But I made the yellow, me by lake is a rubble. Wait a minute, you're using that made the yellow for this? We've used that made the yellow for many other things, including one of them, which is Rubba's Russia. I'm a Rubba, short flame, it's a shim, it's a bottle of
water,
it's a
door.
You are Pathor from Kaling.
According to Rabbi Yehuda.
Right? Okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't only be, according to Rab, you don't only be Chayav for things that are affected by the heaven. That's it. Dama Rubba, short flame, it's a shim, it's a bottle of water, Pathor. That there is no b'meiti alo. Elomer kro, kesef yeshiv levalav. There are both called the itlei balim. So the answer in the end is what? It says that kesef yeshiv levalav. Anything that has owners, you'll be chayav for in the bor. Iach yafilu kelim v'adam nami. So then we should also include kelim and adam. That's amar kro shor v'lo adam. Chamor v'lo kelim. So according to that, you have shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kelim. Had you written only one animal, you would have excluded adam, which is less common to, you know, a behemah, or animals or non-objects, because adam is a bardak, therefore you would exclude him. So you need both shor and chamor, one to teach you shor v'lo adam, and one chamor v'lo kelim. Now, ul Rabbi Yehuda, the kamar arbe ul kelim. Now Rabbi Yehuda has a riboy of kelim, so he has shor v'lo adam, he agrees to what the chachamim say about shor v'lo adam. Then he says, well, it would have been no kelim, but he says, oh, is the rabot kelim. Or on the other hand, right now, he doesn't need the old rabot kelim anymore. Why? Because, he has the, right now we say, anything that has balim, you're chayav. So all he has is he does not have chamor v'lo kelim. This lama shor v'mayit be'adam. Elo chamor v'mayit be. What does he do with the word chamor? Because he's not v'mayit kelim for the word chamor. So now what is he going to do with this? This chamor of bor, the Rabbi Yehuda. And said the Abedah. When it comes to Abedah, we're going to get to this later on, in the Bumetzia and other places, we'll darshan that it says, that he has to return all Abedah Tachicha, then it lists out, it says, chamor v'shor v'sev salma. Right, there's a whole number of items there. And the Gemara goes through a drusha for each of those items, except for sev. For the word said, they don't have a drasha for. But said the Avedah, the Divya Kol Kasha. Those are two words that we don't know what the darshan are, we don't know what they do with them. So Rebbe, who has Chamor, we don't know what he's Mema'id with it. We don't have any clear indication. We don't know what to do. I'm sorry, Rebbe Yehuda. Thank you. And says Aveda, also, when they have that enumeration of items, the Gemara gives an explanation for each one of them, why they're extraneous, because it says, L'chol Aveda Dachicha, you don't need them. Except for the word Seh, which we don't have a drasha for. So leaves them as a kasha.
That's the flow that we just...
Alright, you want to just quickly close over the Gemara? Alright, good. So we have Machlokas Chamim and Rebbe Yehuda. Chamim believe the Kelim are Pturim in a Bor. Right? And Rebbe Yehuda believes that Kelim are Chayavim in the Bor. The question is, why? We want to know the difference in their opinions. Where does it come from? So the Gemara introduced or assumed the possibility came from the word, at least at front, of, oh, was, we have Shor Adam, Chamor, below Kelim. That would be the drasha of the Chachamim, and in the end, that's what actually their drasha is. But the question then becomes is, why would you need to exclude Kelim from the picture? You have to deal with why is there Shor Chamor, and how do we get to a Chiyuk Kelim in order to have a Ptur Kelim? Rabbi Yehuda believes, oh, oh is L'Rabot Kelim. That was our idea at first. Then the Gemara says, wait a minute. What, don't we have a klal in the beginning, then a prat, and then if you have a klal prat, the shor chamor should limit what's included in the klal, right, which is included in the nafal shama. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, no, but there's a klal afterwards, which is barabo yishalim. So you have a klal prat with klal, everything like the prat, which is shor chamor. So the Gemara first says, oh, what's like the shor? That's all balei chayim. The Gemara says, well, you have another common denominator between them, which is also that they are nevelot. Right, that are metame mago matza, which can exclude el fol. So Gemara says, oh, we can't do that. So Gemara says, well, it's because it's extraneous. You didn't need both shor and chamor, and you wrote both of them. Gemara says, that's not true, because shor and chamor could not stand independently. Each one of them has a chumrah, right, that would make it, that you'd have to make a common denominator. Shor is that it goes on the zbeach, chamor is that it has a bechorah, that it's a chiyuv bechorah. So you would think only things that are common to them in those items would be included in the prat. Right. If you wrote shor also, it gives you the opportunity to darshan that it's extraneous, right? And the Gemara says, okay, forget it. Let's leave it out. The klal prat klal is not going to work because that's not going to get us to where we need to be. Because in the klal prat klal, we would never include in kelim that I need an exclusion for kelim. So that can't be it. Elo, what? But meiti yelo. A meiti yelo tells me anything that dies, right, is included in bor. The Gemara goes, okay, that's great. How do we know that kelim dies? They're breaking dies. Then the Gemara says, wait a minute, we need Vameti Elo. We have other drushos that we're talking about. Now, we interjected in there about Rav and Havla. What is the Hevel that affects Kelim? We said it's all about new Kelim. But that's just a sidebar in the flow of the Gemara. Now, if you have Vameti Elo is not the Limud, what is the Limud? The Gemara says that it's Kesav Yashiv Leba'alav. The Ba'alav means anything that is owned, that has owners to it. Ba'alim will be Chayav in Bor. So that would include everything. Ba'alim includes everything except for Hefker, right, and maybe possibly, to see if they're hektesh, would like to be excluded from Amethi Elo. But there is anything that has owners. Now, we have back to the original drasha, the chamim, which is shor below Adam, chamor below Kelim. So anything that is owned is included. Things that are excluded are Adam and Kelim, according to the chamim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, right, everything's included because of Balav. The exclusion is shor below Adam. Chamor, we don't know what to do with, because he does not exclude Kelim, and then we don't know what to do with his, right, chamor over there. Right, that'd be, and then the O, we'll be left to say the chalek over here to divide between them to say that you don't need both a shor and chamor to fill in because now chamim can learn it from o because they don't need the o, right? So you revote it, kilim. Alright, go over. Now follow the toko shor cheresh shoteh v'katan. Chayat, we said this in the Mishnah. Shor cheresh shoteh v'katan. My shor cheresh shoteh v'katan. What is a shor cheresh v'katan? Ilayim a shor shor cheresh shor shoteh shor shor katan. Ha shor shor bikach patur. That indicates that a sure, that's owned by a person who is considered a bardat, would be patur, falls into the bor. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, no, it can't be that. Why? We don't want to think that a shor pikeach is going to be patur, right? So shor shu cheresh, shor shu shoteh, shor shu katan. It's modifying the shor, not the owner of the shor. So these are shvarim that are not the smartest of shvarim, or do not have it. We can't make them responsible for their actions. Ha shor shu pikeach patur. So inferred from that is that a shor that's pikeach would be patur. So Amar Ravir mi alo mi baye kamar. It's a lo mi baye kamar. Lo mi baye shor shu pikeach t'chayav. Of course, a shor pikeach is chayav. Aval shor cheresh shoteh v'katan ema cher shuto garmalo katnuto garmalo li pater. I would have a ham for me to say they are pturim because it's not the boar that caused them to be damaged, but rather their right inability to be discerning that's what caused their damage here. So maybe it should be patur kamash malan that you are patur. So according to this, shor pikeach could be chayav. And by sure, Tereshot Metan, you're also Chayav, because it would have been a Havamina to say otherwise, and that's why the Mishnah enumerated those and not sure Pikeach, to tell you that you are Chayav in all of these instances, despite the fact that there's a reason to be Poter by Tereshot Metan.
So now I can already explain that it's. I could go back.
It could have been.
I answered the same thing also in the first place.
Right. I think it's not as perfect. Right. Yeah, I don't know if there's a Havamina to say you're Patur. I don't think the logic is as strong there. I can see what you're saying. I don't think it's as muchrak over there that you would say that. Okay. So I don't know if the logic falls through. All right. Amalei Rav Acha the Ravina. V'atanya. We have a bright nafala to chol bardat patur. But bardat falls into it's patur. So my love, shor bardat. What does it mean that shor bardat is patur? That goes against what we just said before. No, amalei lo, adam. So that's the adam that's a bardat. Elo me'ata adam bendat tuhu patur. Hala bendat tuhu dechayav. So that means my adam, only a bardat is patur. If they're not a bardat, you would be chayav, right? So, if that's the case, right? Elamiyata adam bendat hu de patur, halav bendat hu de chayav, shorvel adam, Steve. Right? It says shorvel adam. I never saw a differentiation between which type of adam fell in there. It says any adam that falls in there, you are patur from. Now, if someone making a differentiation between bardat and no bardat, doesn't seem to make so much sense. Elamai bendat, min bendat. Now, we're going to say bendat means not that he has to be a bendat, but rather, who has that? What is the species that is a bendat? That is a human being. So all human beings are patur when it comes to bor. So I'm going to you now with a more explicit brisa, which is going to ruin this. Now, fal v'tochok, shor bendat, patur. Now you can't escape it. Shor bendat falls in there, you are patur. So man, what are you going to do? El amarava, shor v'hu cheresh. Shor v'hu shoteh. Shor v'hu katan, davka. Right, that is davka. But shor v'hu pikeach, patur, like we said before. So my time was now what we said before, we couldn't handle that. Sure, that a pikeach should be patur. What? Why should a sure pikeach be patur? It says, yes, my time was the baile le'um ne'um eizel. He should have been looking where he was going. So Tanya, I'm
yelping.
Right, yes, he should be more aware. Tanya, I'm yelping. Apollo toko, shor cheresh, shote v'katan, v'sumah, v'alech, v'layla, chayav, pikeach, v'malech, v'yom, patur. This is the price that we saw earlier on Daf Nun Bet. Basically making the differentiation. We said over there, we said we would come back to it, that is, in Ochanami, that this really narrows the chiyuv of bor. Bor, you're only chayav for where the takala is unavoidable, meaning that it's not something that we presume or assume that the animal or the item that was going there would have known about, or should have known about, or should have been avoiding. And the fact that they didn't avoid it would be their own problem. But if it's at night, or if it's in a person or a shore that is unable to avoid it, in those instances, you would be, what? You'd be chayav. Alright. Echad shor, ve'echad kol behema, the nefilat habor. Doesn't matter shor, or any other animal. Shor and chamor are not unique, but any animal, the nefilat habor. The aprashat har sinai, also for the aprashat by har sinai, we'll see in a second, let's shlume kefil, for paying kefil, ashabat meida, lupriko lechasima, lekil ayim, ulishabis, all these items, even though the sukim say shor ve'chamor, nevertheless, we say it means all behemoth. Ve'chein chayav of kiyotuhen. Everything's included. Behema, chayav, oaf. In kain, laminamar, shor, chamor. Elishi, debera, katu, bilbe. Why did you use the term shor and chamor? It's because those are the common animals, domesticated animals, commonly found animals, and therefore they were mentioned in the
Pasuk. That's
it. So now, lefila dabor. How do you know by lefila dabor it's not limited to shor and chamor? Kesit, yeshiv, the balap, steve, kodin, le balim, kidam run. That's the reboy. That's what we use. You need a limud to include it over here. Lafrashat har sinai. How do we know for the hafrasha by har sinai? It says, im behema im ish lo yechieh. Right? So it says that if an animal or a person goes up on the har, lo yechieh, they will not survive, they will not live. Chaya bechlal behema habia. So first of all, chaya is included in behema. The koteret behema includes animals, includes both behemos and chayot. Now we took care of chaya. Im, l'rabot et ofot. So you have an additional reboy of im to include ofot. Now the teshlume kefel, what are you going to do with the teshlume kefel? Because I'm reading al kol davar pesha klal, kol davar pshia, includes, when we say al kol davar pesha, includes anything that you can be posheya with. And therefore, shor v'chamor are not going to limit because you have a much broader riboy to include all items. La shavat aveda, comes out of Shavu'el, it says, l'chol aveda tachicha, right, it says, every aveda of your friend, and therefore, again, they're all extraneous, shor v'chamor is not necessarily limited, it means any aveda. Lefrika, when it comes to prika, meaning that you have to help take off or unload an animal, right, azov tazobimo, this week's parsha, that you have to help the, if you see the animal, depending under its burden, you have to help the owner remove the items from the animal. Yalif chamor chamor mishabbat. We have a gzer shava of chamor chamor for Shabbos. Lev chasima to be chutzei me shor. By chasima the shor is you're not allowed to muzzle the shor when it's working right in the areas in the food. Right, the yalif shor shor mi shabbat. Then we learn out the word shor shor. We're going to gzer shava from Shabbos. Likil ayin. So now, what type of kilayim? Ilik alim to chavrisha. You know, kilayim of plowing that you're not allowed to. What? You're not allowed to plow with two different animals together pulling the plow. Then we'll leave shor shor mishabbat. Then we learn the gzer shava of shor shor from Shabbat, right? Because that is each kilayim darva. If you're talking about kilayim, which you're not allowed to mix species. When you're reproducing, when you're having the animals reproduce, you can't mix species. Yalif behem techa mishabbat. Behem techa lo ter bakalayim. Says behem techa b'shabbat, that you have to let your behema rest. So I have a gzer shabbat. Now Gemara says, great. Now we have a gzer shabbat, Shabbat, it's got to be Shabbat, minola. Now we're learning all these things out from Shabbat. How do we know by Shabbat that's the case? And that's the Tanya. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishim, Rabbi Shimon, but he wrote, Rabbi Shonot, Nehemar, says in the first he wrote, Abduchol, V'yamatchol, V'yam techa. Right, so it enumerates all these items and says Bemtecha. Ubadibrotakonot Nemar, Bishorcha, Bechamorcha, Becho Bemtecha, Halo Shor Bechamor Bechlao Kobeima. Right, aren't they included in the Kobeima from the first Luchot? Are you? The Lama Laitsu, Lomaracha, Mashor Bechamor Amor Kan Chayav Beuf. Kiyosubem to teach you, just like Behema over here included everything, right, then Shor Bechamor do not limit it. Seems to do that. Also, Kiyosubem, Afko Chayav Beuf, Kiyosubem. Right, also all these other cases. Right, we'll include them. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Ema behema the dibrot mishonot klal. I say that the behema of the first dibrot is a klal. Shor v'chamor, shorcha v'chamor, chad dibrot v'chamor prat. Now you have a klalu, prat. Ema klal, alamasha prat. Because you said behem techa is a general term. Then you say shor v'chamor, you come and enumerate specific items. Those specific items should limit the klal. Gemara says, shor v'chamor yin, midiach v'ni lo. The imre v'chol behem techa, the dibrot v'chorot, chasar v'klal. You have Chol Behem Techa in the second behemoth, so you have Hema and Behema on both ends, and Shor V'Chomer in the middle. Now we have a Klal U'Pratu Klal. A Klal U'Pratu Klal, Yata Danel, Kena Prat. Ma Prat U'Furash Balei Chayim, Ma Kol Balei Chayim. So now, again, Tosfos points out, just pointed out here, that generally we don't say Klal U'Prat when it's very far away in the Torah. Right? After you take something from Shmod all the way to Dvarim. So you know what's the answer? That means that the two Dibros are not separate items, they're one unit, and since they're one unit, it's as if they're in one location. That's what Tosfos suggests over here. Alright. Well, that's an indication that they're not separate entities. That's an indication. Okay, Ema! Now again, we're going to have the whole question that we had on the previous somewhat. Again, this Klal, Pratul Klal. Ma Prat, before Eshkabar, Shnibla Tome, Tama, Vamago Masa. Avkodavar, Shnibla Tome, Tame, Vamago Masa. Avalapot Lo, Shnibskudo Pot, Piyut, and Shor Vachomar. Imri, Imke, Nechol, Vachomar, Chad, Pratul. So they only write one of them. Hai Nechsov. Again, the same thing, Vachomar. Ika, Darfana, Shor, Ave, Amina, Karav, the Gabi's Beach. In, Shin, Karav, the Gabi's Beach, Lo. You can't use just Shor. So Kadar Ramana short. Ella. So now what are you going to do? Ribuyahu. Right? Because the word Bechol. Right? Because it says not just Behem Techa, Bechol. So that's a super Ribuy. So that super Ribuy comes to teach you any Behema. Bechol Hecha, Deceive Rachmana, Kol Ribuyahu. Is that really true? The word Kol is always used as a Ribuy. Vagabi Ma'asir Tib. Kol, this is by Meister Sheni, what you're allowed to buy in Yerushalayim with the money of your Meister Sheni. Says Kol, Kardashian and Levi Kol Uprat, Ketani, but not that, Ketze Bechol Asher Tave Nafshecha, Klal. Baba Karuba Tonu Bayanu Bashechar, Prat. Ubechol Asher Tishalcha Nafshecha, Kandar, U Klal. Kol Uprat to Klal, Yadankin of Prat. Ma Prat Mufresh, free me free. It has to be something that comes one from the next. And number two is Kidule Karka. Grows from the ground, and this will include behemoth that grow from the ground because they eat only grass and produce of the ground. So that's loosely that they come from the ground. So it has to be something that grows from the ground. Apko primi privi gzule karka. It has to be something that gives birth and comes out of the karka. Things that are excluded are maim and pitriot, right? Fungus, mushroom, mayim, water, and fish, dagim. Those will be excluded from these items here. So it says. What? Dule karka. Dule karka. They have to be both primi free and dule karka. Has to be both. The qualification to be able to use money of Meister Sheni. What? Right, because they are both gedulei karka and mipri mipri. That's what I said before, that they eat, it's a loose explanation that they
eat gedulei karka.
Right, they eat gedulei karka, they survive. Their only right, sustenance is gedulei karka. Loose explanation, Tosfos jumps it over here, because in other places we don't say that they buffer and so on are called gedulei karka. So Tosfos, you want to over here, differentiate. He says that when you're talking about something that really grows from the ground, then you don't say that it's gedulei karka. When you're talking about loosely, gedulei karka, then they're included in this. I mean that if you're looking for a definition of something that really grows from the ground, then sona bakar excluded. If you're talking about gedulei karka in general, a more general term, then they're included in that item. Right, so that's his point, right? That exactly. When you're talking about gedulei karka literally, then you can't make a birth about them on the animal. When you're talking about general category of gedulei karka, they can be included in that. So Mar says, Imre, it's a little bit different here. Bikol is a klala. Kol is a ribuya. Right now, so Gemara says, well, Imre, b'kol kola, kol is ribuya. So let's differentiate. When it says b'kol, that's like a klal. Kol is like a super ribuya. So Gemara says, ibay zema, kol nami kola hofe. I forget it. Kol is also an inclusion. And it means the same thing. B'kol, kol, everything's a klal. Mihu, hai kol da ocho. Right, the kol over here is ribuya. Why? Dichtiv, mihavi lechtiv, ubehem techa. Kidichtiv, it dibrot harishonot. The fact that in the first Dibra it says Bemtecha, now the second Dibra says Bechol Bemtecha, Shema Mina Ribuya. Now we know for sure the Chol is a inclusion. Why? Because you could add a Chol for the Chol with Behema, come more for sure, and then Behema. The word Bechol is extraneous. We don't need Bechol. Bechol then becomes a super Ribuya. That super Ribuya includes everything. Now, Hashad Amar Chol Ribuya, who Bemtecha is the Dibra Rishono, Bishor Bechomor, Dibra Rishono, lovely. Now you don't need the Chol for the Chol because you're learning everything out from Bechol. So now what do you do with all these extra behem tachaz and shor v'chamor? Imre, shor the gmure, shor the chasima. Exactly. Shor is available to learn the gzera shava to the shor of chasima. Chamor la gmure chamor la prika. Come to teach you the gzera shava, chamor la prika. And behem tachal, gmure behem tachal, la kilayim. So each one of these words is available for the gzera shava to teach you in other instances that these words are more inclusive than just shor v'chamor, but come to include all animals, like by Shabbos, where all animals are included. Ihochi. Now what are you going to do? Afilu adam mitzar. What are you going to do now? Mm-hmm. If you have a call, let's include even people. Why are we excluding people? Meaning that, why is an adam included over here? Now, okay, ain't achanami. By Shabbos, an adam is chayat. That works. Why not? Why not say that adam is chayat? The problem is that we're learning from Shabbos to other items. We're learning to chasima, we're learning to kilayim, we're learning to prika. Now, what are you going to do with adam by kilayim? Why? Almasan Adam Mutar in Kulam Nachrosh Limshok. Adam is what? Adam is not included under restriction of plowing with multiple species. Adam is not considered a separate species for Kilayim. It's not for Harkaba, for him pulling a Karon or doing any other item. He's not included there. Tamara Papa, Papunai, Yadei Taima. Papa says, Papunai, know the reason. Papunai is a twist. Dabmil, so this reason. Umar Rabaka Bayakov, who's from Papunai, he's the one who knew this. Amar Kra. Because the pasuk says, "Laman yenuach abdecha v'yamatcha kamocha lahanachai keshatif v'lo davar acher." So that only when they say, the only thing that Adam applies to be included over here is "Laman yenuach abdecha v'yamatcha kamocha," right? Just like you. So only when it comes to anachat, to resting, do we see there's a hekesh, right, of evidence amah to behema. But in Yisurim, when we try to apply that which is by Shabbos to other areas, we're not going to take that along because it's unique. It's unique about resting that Adam has the same qualification as Behemah, and that's why an Eved and an Amah rest just like a Behemah. Humans and Behemoth are considered equal in this area, and everybody gets to rest. But that's only Laman Yanuach. That's only when we're talking about resting. In other areas, when we're going to learn from Shabbos to other areas, we're only going to include Behemoth, and not the hekesh aspect of Adam, because that is unique to the Laman Yanuach. Okay, we'll stop over here.